That music was thrilling, just beautiful. And it's so good to be here with all of you, dear friends, this morning. The not too auspicious beginning of this church occurred without property and with very little money. The first place of worship was in the Dominguez Land Office, which was used as a land sales office and dining room during the week, and as our congregation's place of worship on Sundays. Incense had to be burned to eliminate the food and the tobacco odors before worship services could be held each Sunday. When First Methodist Episcopal Church of Torrance was incorporated in January 1922, there were about 20 members. Late in 1922, the land office was demolished and the church moved worship services to the American Legion Hall. During this time, land was secured at the present site and plans were drawn up for the first church building. Ground was broken on April 17, 1923, for this first Methodist church in Torrance. And after considerable volunteer work, the church was dedicated the following September. In 1929, more rooms, including the ladies' parlor, and an arcade-style porch were added to the original sanctuary building, giving the church a Spanish appearance. The indebtedness incurred for this addition lasted until the mortgage was paid off in 1942. The ladies' aid and Sunday school classes helped raise these funds. In 1954, a new three-level educational building was built as the church increased in membership and in ministry. Classrooms in all levels were filled with students. The arcade and ladies' parlor areas developed in 1929 were completely remodeled in 1957 to create office space and a multi-purpose friendship room. Fulfilling early dreams, ground was broken on January 15, 1961, for the erection of a new sanctuary at the corner of El Prado and Manuel Avenues, whose spire rises commanding 75 feet in the air. On October 1st, 1961, the new sanctuary was used for the first time. Shortly after the new sanctuary was built, the original room, no longer needed for worship services, was converted to a social recreation hall. The original kitchen adjacent to the social hall was remodeled in 1964. In 1967, a library was added in the patio area of the church. The basement room, Wesley Hall, was upgraded in 1973. In 1967, the mortgage on the new sanctuary was paid. The mortgage on the El Prado Parsonage was paid in 1971, and in 1992, the mortgage was paid on the 230th Street Parsonage. In 1990, the existing three small offices and the friendship room were remodeled to accommodate three functional offices, a workroom, and a records room, and the friendship room was relocated across the hall. The Social Recreation Hall was completely renovated in 2004, providing a pleasant, versatile room. More recently, in 2010, our present sanctuary was completely refurbished with new lighting and state-of-the-art multimedia equipment, and renovation of the chancel to include relocation of the choir and organ console to that area. The magnificent organ has been rebuilt and was consecrated October 21st, 2018, during an inaugural concert. Several front pews were removed to provide space for flexible chair seating as well as for a variety of uses. A new wall cross, altar, and other furnishings were created from the unneeded pews. In early years, clergy families used the upstairs rooms, the upper rooms, as their parsonage, living room and bedroom only. Their kitchen was the church kitchen, located downstairs, adjacent to the sanctuary. In 1927, a parsonage was built on Manuel Avenue, near the chancel area of our current sanctuary. And in 1953, the house directly across the park at 1542 El Prado was purchased for a larger parsonage. The former parsonage was then used for office space and classrooms. In 1962, a parsonage designed for senior pastor needs was built one block away at 1437 El Prado. The house across the park was then sold. In 1973, a second parsonage was purchased at 2076 West 230th Street for the associate pastor. In almost 20 years, In 2013, the El Prado Parsonage, unused by the clergy and leased by the church for almost 20 years, was sold to provide funds to pay for the organ renovation. Presently, the 230th Street house is used for our parsonage. Growth in church membership occurred simultaneously with the growth of the city. In 1945, church membership stood at 343. 1961, membership was at its peak with 1,536 persons. Changing economic conditions have had a significant impact on our congregation. In December 2022, membership was 271. We are a multi-ethnic congregation and blessed with a large, active Filipino ministry. Over the years, congregations of a variety of cultures have shared our facilities while they established their own churches. We provide meeting space for 12-step groups such as Al-Anon, Naranon, Codependency, and others. In our centennial year 2022, we marked 100 years of mission and ministry, which this church has rendered to the community of Torrance and the world. God has richly blessed us for this work.
Amen.
Amen.